Hello, it's the gutter. We're back, second gutter of the week. I've got Kev Walsh, got Johnny Gibbons, I've got Ian Prescott. And as we were about to record, I'm going to tell to the listeners what I just told everyone here. My Danny knocked on the door of the room I'm about to record, and I went, fuck off, Danny, I'm about to record. Have some respect. The words of that effect.
It's award-winning anyway. Show, this.
Getting up in my grid as I'm about to record. He goes, sound, so you don't want to hear some breaking Liverpool transfer news then. I went, whoa, come back here, lad. And he told me, and I'm going to just get it up on my phone so I can tell you, what the fuck did he tell me? He told me that James Goodnews Pierce, reports that Jared Bowen of the Hammers, West Ham, is on Liverpool's shortlist for potential attacking targets. Jurgen Klopp is a big fan. Whether they reinforce the squad in that area in this window depends largely on whether Origi or Shaqiri move on. That bit'll be a lie. I don't believe that. They want him. But there you go. An actual lie. I think all the attacking links, Kev, we've had so far, including your newly beloved Donyell Marlon, have been, you could say, are pure speculation. Be they Donyell Marlon, or who else have we been linked to? Who else have we been linked to? I'm trying to remember. Oh, Kingsley Coman. I've been endlessly linking this to.
I think you're the only one, though, with him, aren't you? Yeah. I've been listening to the shows, and it's you and Fabrizio Romano rubbishing you, basically. I think he's back and forth. He's about to. It's like a virtuous circle. You say, he says no, you say, he says no.
What about virtuous? Yeah, Fabrizio goes, Rob Goodman of the award-winning gutter suggests that Kingsley Coman might. but anyway, James Goodnews Piercy more than suggests says he's on Liverpool's shortlist. I'm always fascinated when the local patch journals who have endless integrity and all of our opinion actually come up with a live link. I sort of think, where are they getting this from? And wow, in equal measure, what do you think, Kev? Anyway,
I think the club probably owe James Pierce a little bit of some drip feeding this year, don't they, after the way they played him last year, because he didn't come across well in the whole Thiago. To be fair, nobody did, but I felt a little bit sorry for the local Patsy analysts last year when they were getting told, no, we're not signing him, like that, James, he's at Anfield leaning on a sign, you know, mate. It's one of them bad news for him, but it suggests that we probably are in for him. And also, it might be the type of thing we do need, isn't it? Obviously, he's got the homegrown thing going for him, which I know Neil's endlessly been talking about, with getting rid of overseas players so we can only have 17 in the squad or whatever. So that definitely goes for him. But we've just been looking then, haven't we, at the price that he probably commands. And 18 million he was signed for, possibly rising to 25, would suggest he's probably going to be north of 40, which for his Premier League return of 8 goals last year is... It's one of them where you go, ooh, I'm not quite sure. But then you'd have probably said the same about Diogo Jota last year, wouldn't you? And look at him, the way he settled in. So if the club want him, I'd be quite confident that if we get him, he'll be the right signing.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at his contract situation as well. And it's interesting that they signed him for a big fee there. It was in... Well, hang on. He signed a 6-year contract with West Ham. I don't know, when was that? When did they sign him, Kev? A couple of years
ago? 18 months.
18 months ago,
right. So he's only 18 months into a 6-year fucking contract. It's like a Saunders Gez length contract, this one, that goes on forever. He'll be an old man by the time it expires. He's on $5 million a year at West Ham, which is not a small salary. What's that, $100,000 a week?
$100,000
a week. So, you know, to move to the Mighty Reds, he's not going to want that much more money, I don't suspect. So I suppose the salary is not a big issue, but the fee would be. Like all players who don't play for Liverpool, I've only seen bits of them, and I only sort of eke into my subconscious. He's eked into mine a bit, but I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Jared Bowen. Are you?